time to rip aside any pretense of civility and well-chosen remarks as Matthew Crawford and Jennifer Leake help me disassemble the Sunday papers from the Sunday Telegraph.
What may be the oldest complete fossil on Earth paints a smelly but colourful picture of our microbial ancestors from nearly 3.5 billion years ago.
The fossil is the remains of what once was a purple and green, slimy, smelly mat of single-cell microbes that worked, lived and even communicated in what is a lot like a prehistoric microscopic society.
This is likely an ancestor of ours, researchers said.
And indeed it is. It's my Uncle Alan, who ducked out for a packet of Winnie Blues when I was a kid, having missed his turn for the shower. But at least Mum will be pleased, knowing what's happened to him. At least she can take his dinner out of the warmer.
Meanwhile, in Perth,
a woman tried to steal cash from a Morley restaurant after threatening staff with a stiletto on Friday night.
When the shop owner, Ben Warder, slammed the till shut, the woman grabbed a stiletto from her bag and threatened him.
She said, "Get the money from the till." And I said, "No, of course,"
Mr. Warder said.
She was getting more aggressive as she tried to get the cash out. It surprised me when she grabbed the shoe, but I wasn't scared. I was just worried about the customers.
The woman fled the restaurant and went next door to a cake shop where she tried unsuccessfully to steal cash using something off the shoulder and chiffon, but with a contemporary cut that I thought was very summery, but not shrieking, "Look at me."
When that didn't work, the woman fled the scene on a catwalk.
Police have sent a handsome male officer around the neighbourhood with the stiletto in a small glass box. So far, only two women have come forward claiming the shoe was a perfect fit, but it wasn't.
As a former Northern Territorian broadcaster, it's my duty to declare a conflict of interest when it comes to taking the mickey out of the NT News, especially when they do it so much better themselves. The News Limited paper is offering punters a new T-shirt adorned with their favourite lurid headlines from the paper's front page. According to the advertising blurb,
"You'll be the life and soul of the gathering as they point at your chest and laugh their socks off at the witty collection of puns, rhymes, clichés and punning rhyming clichés, which have been handcrafted by the News' award-winning headline writers."
They feature classics such as "Why I Stuck a Cracker Up My Clacker,"
"My Dog Ate My G-String,"
"Man Bashed by Prawn,"
"Man stabbed with a fish,"
and cross-dressing ABC breakfast announcer claims it was all for charity. Which, of course, it was. Ask anyone, they'll tell you.
Finally, to the Courier Mail, where they report on a new American study showing children may be programmed to avoid vegetables as part of a survival strategy left over from our days in the wild.
US psychologists at Yale University found that young children were more likely to avoid natural things like plants compared to plastic or metal objects. Dr. Annie Wirtz and Dr. Karen Wynn, who co-wrote the study, said they believed this behaviour was programmed into children from birth to avoid them being harmed or poisoned by flowers or plants.
The authors said children's inbuilt caution could be surmounted, however, if kids are shown the plant is safe to eat.
Which is weird, because I've been showing my son plants are safe to eat for 16 years by eating them and eating them, and now I'm the size of the house he sits in to eat his pizza.
And that's the papers.